Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Scott Boyd, of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Boyd, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you are a member of the House Insurance Committee, and that committee just got done with 2 days of hearings in western Pennsylvania talking about the federal health care legislation that was recently passed and how it might affect Pennsylvania. What's going on here? What are some of the challenges that state government can expect from this new federal legislation?
Thanks, Mike, and yeah, it's very good to be with you today. Yeah, we did have two hearings in Pittsburgh, and they were really marathon sessions. I actually went, I think one of them was close to 8 hours, and another one was 6 hours. So we heard quite a bit of testimony on the impact of the Federal Health Care Act that was passed in Washington earlier this year. And I would say this to Chairman DeLuca's credit, most of the testifiers, some of them nationally renowned, said that Pennsylvania was one of the first states that's actually beginning to look at this bill and look at the implications and start to discuss what legislation may need to be implemented at the state level. And so it was good that we were kind of ahead of the curve in looking at the process because the act's not fully implemented until the year 2014. But the really concerning part is that when you began to kind of pull back the layers of the onion and start to look at what's in some of the details, and a lot of the details aren't even out yet in terms of regulation, but when you really start to study this bill, one of the profound things you see right away is that there are a whole lot of mandates that are being forced down on the state by the federal government on this bill. One of which is very significant is it increases the number of people who will qualify for medical assistance. Now, for those who don't have health insurance, that's certainly a good thing. The problem is that Medicaid is a program that is paid by a match between state and federal dollars. So while the feds in this bill say, well, we're going to pay the new Medicaid fees 100% for 3 years, after that, it starts to filter back to the states. And at the end of 10 years, we're not sure exactly what those fees are going to be. And so there's estimates that the dollar amount that this is going to cost the state is in the billions of additional tax dollars just to meet the Medicaid requirement. So that's just one example of the feds telling the states, again, you will do this. And that's something that many of us who are strong states' rights individuals are very concerned about.
There's also some question as to whether or not the federal government will actually live up to its stated obligation here, especially in light of the fact that this year they were supposed to give extra Medicaid money and it just never showed.
Yeah, and that's the exact program that I'm talking about. They had committed $850 more million in what we call FMAP money, which would have supported Medicaid spending in the state, which would have supported our general budget operations. Well, that's $850 million that we don't have now that we're going to have to cut from other programs. And that's a result of something very interesting. Members, even Democrats in Washington, are beginning to understand the impact of the national debt. Just to give a little perspective on it, if the federal government made no payments to anything else but to pay down debt, with the sum total of every tax dollar that comes into Washington, it would take almost 14 years to pay off the national debt. It's over $100,000 for every 1040 filer, tax return filer, in the United States. That would be like a family buying a house that cost them 100% of their income on a 15-year mortgage. It's just insanity. And so when you really begin to grasp those numbers in a practical sense, you begin to realize that we cannot continue to borrow and print money this way at the federal level. So this Health Care Act is going to put massive mandates on the states saying the feds are going to pay for it, but you're exactly right. Will that money be available when the time comes? I don't think it will be.
Well, that's certainly an eye-opener in terms of debt, and I imagine that's going to impact the state greatly.
It is, and we'll be tackling it. We'll be trying to make sure that we don't spend any more state tax dollars and keep our arms around this thing at the state level.
Representative Boyd, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Scott Boyd.